Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
When you're down and troubled.
Hi, sweet baby Jane's bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Dr. Bill Duckerberg, one of our favorite folks in the Brain Trust, one of the smartest guys we know, one of the greatest economists that's living today, and somebody who's highly regarded. And we are so fortunate to have Bill available, making himself available to us through thick and thin now for coming up on 17 years, actually more than 17 years already, in his 18th year with us. And FIB, he's the chief economist there. FIB.com. Smallbus.org is your website, right, Bill?
Right.
And then you can find the index, the Small Business Optimism Index, NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism. I'll say it right in a minute. At NFIB, at smallbiz.org, and at my website. We put the summary up there. So, Bill, thank you for that. We appreciate it very much. What did you think about the Fed raising rates a quarter point?
Well, I think, you know, it's long overdue. We should have gotten that done, you know, back around 2013 when we did have a quarter or two of 3% growth and the economy was doing well and the Fed.
You think it was behind? They were behind the curve.
Way behind, yeah, way behind mm-hmm. the curve. Hmm. And, you know, and of course there are a lot of positive effects of that. I mean, I can tell you that in our little bank, the loan committee has been found it very hard to make 10-year loans, even with a 5-year reset.
Right,
you know, at interest rates that we used to pay depositors, you know, before the crisis.
Right,
and so they look ahead and say, well, you know, if we make that loan at 4.5% in 5 years and 10 years, we'll be underwater because interest, you know, we'll be paying mm-hmm. more for money mm-hmm. Than we're getting, you know, in terms of interest revenue. So, you know, so it's restricted loan availability some. And. And, of course, savers have been, had many times over now, trillions of dollars of lost interest income
right.
for savers.
And it hasn't been, it's been a non-issue for small business borrowers because, number one, your index indicates they don't want to borrow money. Number two, even at the higher rates of say, 6 or 7%, small business owners can afford that.
Yeah, well,
there's an we're out of equilibrium, aren't we? If the interest rates were a little higher, there's an equilibrium number up there, isn't there, Bill? Where it's good for savers, it's good for banks, it's good for businesses.
Exactly.
What is that number?
You know, you got to have. Well, you have one side is, you know, how much can I earn on the money that I borrow? So, what's the promise of the economy in terms of growth and so on? And the better the growth picture is, of course, the more profitable an investment is, and therefore the more you're willing to pay to get the money to make that investment. So that's the continual balance that, you know, that lenders and borrowers are trying to strike.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, being so close to the zero level, you know, it's hard to find that room, and that's the difficulty that we have now. The Fed has kept rates, once again, too low for too long,
mm-hmm.
created a lot of distortions in the global financial economy.
But in their defense, they were worried about sending us back into a recession. And Bill, I'm not sure it wouldn't have.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure that it would have. But you know, the fact that the Fed, you know, was afraid to act month after month after month sent a very bad message out to Main Street. Said,
yeah.
You know what? We're supposed to be the experts on all this stuff, and of mm-hmm. course we could argue whether they are or not, but they basically said, you know, we're afraid of where the economy is going to go. Well, if that's the message they send out and everybody is cautious, sure enough, you don't get any growth.
No. How much do you think Main Street is pent up waiting on Congress to do something the way Wall Street is?
Well, I think tremendously. You know, I think we've loaded the powder's dry and we've loaded it up and we just want to pull the trigger. But what we were expecting is not politics, but major changes in tax laws, and of course the Health Care Act and all the regulatory stuff. And so excuse me, we have to see that stuff coming, see it in process and see the prospect of good change happening before we actually pull the trigger and
fire that harder. Are we in dangerous territory sitting here waiting on Congress to act if they don't act?
Well, if they don't act, then, of course, we're not going to pull the trigger on that potential.
Yeah.
And this is a long expansion, a little bit tired at some end of it.
Yeah.
We might not get the growth that we could have.
I call it a recovery waiting on an expansion. That's what I've called it. Hey, Bill, good job today. Come back soon.
Glad to.
Keep up the good work. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you know what a national treasure Bill Dunkelberg is. If you're a small business owner, you should know that. I'm Jim Blasingay. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.